This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor speaking with Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. The election in Iran, approved by the Supreme Leader, brings forth a cleric who's known as the Hanging Judge, Ebrahim Raisi. He's a man who's been associated with hardliner talk for many decades. In his early remarks following his election, over 60% of the vote chose him. He's well elected, according to the vote. He mentioned right away that there is no negotiation for ballistic missiles in the revived JCPOA talks in Vienna, no negotiation about regional aggression by Iran, mentioning Yemen and Syria, and he has no interest in meeting President Biden. Gregory, you write that Raisi represents the front of a story that is not easily won by the Iranian Revolutionary Guards Corps, which is the state within a state, the military. You write of the fetching metaphor of a man in a cage. How is Raisi contained by the present circumstances? Good evening again.
Good evening, John. Well, yes, Saeed Ebrahim Raisol Sadati, also known as Ebrahim Raisi, literally has nowhere to go. Can't negotiate with the United States because he's basically taken a line against any compromise which might look like a weakening of the clerical position. He can't really do much other than maybe a tactical deal with Saudi Arabia, which is on the cards, and that would actually be very damaging to the United States if he did that. So he has moved Iran further away from any resumption of the discussions over nuclear weapons and the like. So that's basically put paid to the ambitions of former Secretary of State John Kerry and President Joe Biden on that regard. Iran is not going anywhere as far as the U.S. is concerned. On the other hand, there's not a lot he can do other than fight a proxy war against Israel, because he can't overturn that. But what he does, what he will have to do is continue to keep a war going with Israel, simply to undermine, if he can, the legacy of the Trump administration, the Abraham Accords, because the Abraham Accords changed the total geopolitical structure in the Middle East in some respects. It changed the balance from being one based on religious elements to one being based on state elements. In other words, it moved it from amorphous religious masses and who controlled them to a situation which is basically geopolitical. So that basically is not in Iran's interest, because Iran gains its power from having control over largely Shiite countries and Shiite populations in Lebanon, in Syria, in Yemen and the like. And so basically the Abraham Accords were not to its flavor. So if Iran can keep Saudi Arabia away from formally recognizing Israel, that would be something that he could do and probably will try to do. On the other hand, Saudi-Israeli second level, if you like, or discrete relations are always strong anyway. So Raisi's interesting. You called him the hanging judge. Well, that gives a new twist to the old version of the hanging judge in London, who I think was responsible for hanging quite a number of people. But Raisi, arguably by the words of the former deputy supreme leader Hussein Ali Montazeri, who said that Raisi was one of four people involved in the 1988 executions, which killed as many as 30,000. Iranian political prisoners. Now, bear in mind, this is when Raisi was a young prosecutor and if you like, a young Turk working directly for the original Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini. And when Khomeini was told that there were not enough prison cells for all of the people being rounded up, and they rounded up about a million. Khomeini gave the order to just kill them. And so Raisi was one of those responsible for killing 30,000 or so people.
I want to ask about Europe, Gregory, right before we turn the page. Does Raisi help the conversation with Europe? Or does he hurt it? Because the Europeans have been waiting for a revival of the JCPOA. Are they disappointed with his election?
Well, they would have to be disappointed. But look, as much as the Iranians would like a revival of the JCPOA, not just for the sake of the nuclear weapons, because that's a done and dusted deal. They just want to open doors with Europe, and they're not going to get it. And the reason that Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei selected Raisi to run for this was knowing that the job which was far more important than improving the economy of Iran was the protection of the top clerical leadership and the fact that it's an Islamic republic, a clerical state. So Raisi will protect that with his life. He will be as ruthless as necessary to suppress internal dissent. And internal dissent has been rumbling along for 4 or 5 years and is not getting any less.
So your measure, we have 30 seconds, your measure is that the choice of Raisi extremely delimits Iran's chances. Is that it? For success. They're cut back on could they pull this off?
They have been cut back in their chances of making a successful state. All they can do is preserve the clerics to preside over a declining economy and a declining state. And it comes to the question as to when and whether this will trigger the success in a revolution.
Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.